Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
Chopper kinda old, but a new clip. Shoot your ass, put you on a news clip. Hobo tulips smell like tulips. Put you in the ground right next to the tulip. Nigga talking shit on the other side. Tell that pussy nigga I pull up. Used to sell work to his aunt. He ain't push weight. Nigga did pull-ups. By the time you look up, nigga done cook up. When you turn away, a nigga done took up.
Got a sweet like
jumping off the bed like Jimmy Black Snooker. I take her to the...
What up, people?
Wow.
SEC mixtape, volume number 3, 2017, uncut. Getting started on these boys.
DJ, that was kind of harsh, man. I didn't know whether to dance or pull my gun out on that one, man. That was kind of harsh.
I want it harsh. We going hard tonight. We gave them a week off, fellas. We gave them a week off. We had to kick the dough down tonight. Got to do it big.
You said fellas.
A lot of new developments since our last show. Is Donald Trump still president?
I hope not.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're not going to hit any political topics.
None.
One political topic. I've been talking about it for the last week, but I have this new feeling I'm going to share with you fellas. Since we're going to interrupt just talking about politics, I don't give a damn about Mars. That's my new thing. The government spends $20 billion a year on excursions to Mars. Okay, so that's it. That's it for politics. Okay, guys, let's get at it. Gee Willis, what you got? What's new, G?
Man.
What's going on,
man? Life is good, man. It's how many more days to college football kicks off? Let me pull up my thing, man. I know I'm going to stay on that. I'm off today. It's the weekend. What'd you say, Bad?
Man.
About 97.
Billy Bad, are you with us? He with us?
I ain't even know he was on, man.
He here, man. Sweet T's like record tonight, Billy.
Sweet T, brother. Homemade.
Let's see what kind you got.
AG.
You got your own leaves. What's up, man?
I was like you, man. I was afraid to say something after that intro.
I'm gonna run it back. Let me. Do I need to run it?
Oh man.
Yeah, ho. Let's get to it, man. Speaking of hoes.
Willie Proof home.
Speaking of hoes. You know, we're gonna go ahead and start giving out awards, pre-awards for the year, and. Pure awards for the year. This is just off the rip. Who's going to be the whole of the SEC this year? What team is going to get ran through by every other team this year? Who's going to be the SEC whole? You up first, G. Willis. Who's going to be the whole of the SEC? Who's going to finish at the bottom? Who you got, G. Willis?
Well, I got a lot of love for this one coach, man. Let's talk about this guy, man. Y'all know who is, you know who he is, man. Muschamp, that's his last name. Can anybody guess it from there? Will Muschamp, since nobody guessed it, Will Muschamp. South Carolina, even though they have much better, I watch them a lot. I mean, I think we all do on this panel. We watch these teams and see what kind of moves they make. They've actually got some guys coming this year that can make a difference. But, again, you're competing with everybody else who's always making moves. So, based off what I've seen last year, which they did pull out a couple of squeakers at the end of the year, it's going to be a tie between South Carolina and Tennessee. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and give it to Tennessee. Because I know Billy's going to go ahead and give it to Tennessee. But Tennessee's going to – they need to change the color to peach. Peach instead of orange. They need to be peach and white.
Hey, Billy Bad, who gonna be the SEC hoe this year?
Man, I'm gonna stick with G with it. I'm gonna go with South Carolina because, you know, I would say Tennessee, and it may be because Kentucky is coming on.
Yeah, they are.
With them. So I'm still gonna stick with South Carolina because I think Will Muschamp can mess up something.
Well, hey man, I'm gonna tell you who I'm gonna go with for the host. And I hate to do it like this. I apologize to any feminists or anything like that, but Ole Miss gonna be the hoe this year. Ole Miss.
Man, you Ole got a Miss. I don't know why you so hard on Ole Miss, man.
Man, they got too much going on, man. They got too much going
on. Let me put you on the hot seat. You telling me South Carolina is going to beat their ass this year? You telling me that on live? I would say live TV on live broadcast. You're telling everybody in the SEC, and not even in the SEC, in the world, the whole world, Craig, that they will be beat by South Carolina?
Let me look. I'm not even sure if those two play each other this year. I'm going to make sure.
Please look.
Let me make sure those two, since they're, cross-conference rivals. But let me see if those two play each other. Because if they do,
look at Tennessee while you're at it. Look at Tennessee too.
I'm looking at South Carolina to beat them. So, Ole Miss has so much going on. They have a lot going on, and like I said, I still don't think Hugh Freeze gets through the season without having missing
out. Bonzo, since you, it seems like you're really excited tonight, and I want to ask you this and calm you down just a little bit. So,
okay.
If Ole Miss does not lose their coach this year, how do you see them faring against SEC?
They're still gonna be some
opponents.
I'm telling you, Ole Miss is still gonna be. This is the difference between Ole Miss this year and Ole Miss the last few years. Once that little recruiting issues caught fire, they lost a lot of depth, man. Ole Miss won't have any depth this year. They won't have any depth at all. So.
Between freshmen and sophomores. Altogether, I think about 18 that left the program.
Okay. And they already can't coach.
That's over his time.
You know what?
Hey, I'm going to throw out another school that I kind of overlooked for the floor mat. I'm going to go with Missouri.
I think they put them out. I don't think they in SEC anymore.
They might be
I never even considered them to be. They,
okay.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We're gonna move on, man. We're gonna go ahead and move to the next topic, man. This week, a lot of freshmen moving on campus. After Memorial Day, Happy Memorial Day to everyone. Billy Bad. Anyone in the military, Happy Memorial Day. But normally, freshmen and JUCO transfers move in this week coming up or the week before. So. I'm going to just cover a few people who will be on campus, like a few big names, not just on campus now, but just new names who I think contribute for each team. Auburn, of course you got Jared Stidham. That's the hot team everybody been talking about. When you guys getting pulled over? I don't know who's getting pulled over. Y'all all right? Hey, y'all all right? Do I need to call the police?
Who are you going to call is the question.
Hey, say something.
I'm good over here.
Okay, good.
Do we have somebody wired up on here or something?
That's my back. I'm sorry, guy. That's my background. I have when my pager go off, it go off like a police radio. I gave up my cell phone, man. I'm back to the pager.
Okay. Yeah, man. But I think Auburn, they'll bring in Jared Stidham. A couple more new faces are coming in. They got a offensive lineman from Florida State, who everyone is talking big about. Calvin Ashley is also an offensive lineman, five-star offensive lineman who they expect to start. Who you got on? What you got on Bama? Like, what new names do you think are going to be contributors on Bama, Billy?
I'm thinking Dylan Moses. I'm hearing that he's kind of ranks out there with C.J. Mosley on probably playing a significant role as a freshman.
Mm. Now that would be something, man. What about the quarterback?
I think he'll get playing time. And like I said, if Hurts struggle first two or three games where he can't find the passing, I look for him to take over like around the third game of the year.
Okay, man. What about Jerry Jeudy, man? I've been hearing a lot of talk about Jerry Jeudy over there.
It's just going to be – I mean, he probably will get some playing time, but it's going to be kind of hard to, you know, come in and just unseat the guys that they got out there now. I mean, I know they lost two guys, but – and you had some guys like the kid that stayed hurt, the tall kid. I can't even think his name. Foster. You got Foster out there, man.
Yeah.
He was starting before Calvin Ridley, and he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason Calvin Ridley got on the field.
Okay, interesting is and I was one of was all smoke and mirrors, but man, Jerry Jeudy in the day game, Alabama day game, man, he went off like he. I'm not talking about just you know, wide open catches. I'm talking about he actually made catches. You know, balls may have been underthrown for other people or overthrown for other people. I mean, he went and got them. So, you know, I don't know, man. Robert Foster, he hasn't proven much. And he has a lot to prove. But, you know, I just take me back to the last, you know, when we were talking about quarterbacks. Which one do you guys say, like, last year, Alabama wasted the best receivers in the country.
I said
they're having a throw. You know, well, Jalen Hurts not consistently throwing the ball, man. You think that's going to be a problem this year? Or if you think if Jalen is running the ball and Alabama is still winning?
What the spring game indicated to us is that they are going to open
the better passing quarterback. Allegedly,
they will
do that. Quarterback.
Right. They will open up the offense this year, but I'm still skeptical that Jalen Hurts. I don't think he's the thrower or passer that Alabama needs to make the offense run efficiently. Not saying anything about winning or a formula for the type of football that they play at Alabama, but the type of offense that we want to see as fans or analysts, whatever you want to label us as, we want to see an efficient offense. We want to see an efficient team. So if you have a guy, as we've said plenty of times before, that can execute the offense and make it run all the way like it should, like well-rounded, then why wouldn't you put the guy in? That's my question to SEC fans.
Okay,
that's my question.
Okay, so if you're winning, even if what you're doing is working and you're winning, you still see them making that change.
Let me give you a scenario. I see where you're going with. Let me give you a scenario. If you're winning, and you're so far up, and by the second quarter, third quarter, you put in the Hawaiian kid. You put him in. He's running the game with the same offense, same first string offense. He's running the offense more efficiently. Would you not start him when you play one of your weaker teams, which they play a lot of weak teams this year? Would you not start doing like a dual quarterback system at that point, or would you just automatically take – I would never take – if I was the coach at Alabama, which, I would never make that much money. But if I was, I would do a two-quarterback system. But Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's done nothing right now to be demoted from his starting position. Go ahead, Billy. Let me hear what you got, buddy.
I can tell you this. Nick Saban, he's going to be thinking that he lost a championship game because of the struggle in the passing game. It doesn't matter if you got him there or whatever. If you hear him say it all the time. Just because you go through the SEC and everything and finish, you still have unfinished business, and the process was not complete.
Mm-hmm.
He can struggle, and he struggled with teams down the stretch that could have beat Alabama. Yes, he did win a lot of games by running the ball.
He did.
But I think this guy is going to take all that pressure off of him by utilizing that stable of running backs they got this year, too, that when he has to make a throw, he better make that wide open throw. He better hit it, because it's not going to be many times that he have to. And if they go third and two and they open it up and are second and short and they try to take a shot, he better hit those passes or his butt is coming to the sideline. I promise you.
Man, I tell you, man, you guys know where I stand on that particular subject. Man, honestly, as of right now, I would not be shocked if, Jalen Hurts gets another shot at winning another championship. So, you know, maybe things will
change. He hadn't won one yet. You mean SEC championship or national?
I think he'll get another opportunity to win a championship.
Okay.
He already did have an opportunity.
And here's another thing. This very first game is going to show all of that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And you know, Billy, I'll tell you, that first game to me.
He could lose his job at the first game as he got the job last year at the first game.
Or he could solidify that he is the man the first game.
He could.
And hush everybody up, you know. So, and I just happen to think, man. I think the kid is special. I think the kid is a special college quarterback. No, I don't think he's ready to go to the NFL right now and be John Elway. But I do think he is a great college quarterback. I believe that. Talk about a few other cats who coming in, a few other teams that need a little attention, man. LSU, man, this year is going to be a real interesting team. It can be – things could get horrible at LSU real quick. Like, I mean, things could get horrible. With so many people not being pleased with the hire of Orgeron. I just think I'll say this. LSU plays BYU first game of the season. I don't know why. I don't understand. But BYU is just normally a tough team to play. I don't know. But if you look at BYU throughout the years, and BYU is just all – they just put up fight with everybody. I don't care who they're playing. So I'll say this. He dropped that game against BYU. It's going to be a hard season for him, man. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think they blow out BYU. I think guys start getting in the talk that game.
Who you think going to start quarterback, Miles Brennan or the kid from last year?
Man, I don't know.
That's the thing with LSU, man. LSU is right now. This is crazy, man. It seems like LSU is like doing an Auburn impersonation right now. They don't know the quarterback, man. I mean, their quarterback situation is currently a mess, man. It is a mess, and I don't know. I don't know, man. If Orgeron has a terrible season this year, do you think they let him go?
Yep.
One year.
I think they'll be with him, and it'll start rumbling if they lost to Auburn or Alabama.
Where are they playing the BYU game? That's my question.
Is that a BYU game?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be playing at LSU at 8:30. So it's at LSU at night. But I'm telling you, man, BYU, for some reason, man, I mean, they just they're a well-coached team, well-coached, well-disciplined team, man, and they just give everybody fits. But LSU does have the recruits. They do have the recruits, but they should just overpower BYU. But if things ain't clicking, man, trickery is not going to work. You're not going to be able to do a whoop-de-doo.
I definitely see Bonzo.
BYU, they play that type defense, sort of like Kansas State. You know, they're going to be a solid defensive team, and they're going to take the ball, and they're going to quietly run it up and down the field. No flashy stuff. Just get it done, man. That's a dangerous game for LSU. And Coach Orgeron. I don't know about Orgeron.
Well, it's going to be a rough year from the standpoint of how good Auburn is this year. And that's going to be it for a lot of SEC teams, not just LSU. If Auburn is everything right now, and we're talking about in the month of May, how good they are. If they pan out at all, it's going to be problems for Georgia. They're going to start rumbling at Georgia. LSU, I think Texas A&M will lose their coach completely. It's going to be a lot going on. Yeah, Arkansas, right. I mean, it's just going to be a lot going on. The only team that can say their coach will have no problems if they lose to Auburn would be Nick Saban. That's it. I mean – How can Auburn be mediocre? Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Auburn, man. All right, I'll say this, man. Auburn looks good on paper. Auburn looks like
Exactly.
Auburn always looks good on paper, but this year they look great on paper. They look great on paper. All the bells and whistles that you can ever think about, all the stuff that Gus Malzahn swears that he needs, he has everything in the shield right
now.
Let me
ask you a question. Since we're talking about Auburn, let me ask you a question. Now, I have a couple of sources that's pretty in touch. If we be a street, let's say I got a plug. I got a complete plug on Auburn football. And it's from a really good source. But then let me get to the meat. What they're saying is, how can a guy that didn't play football for a whole year come in and just take over college football? Number two, he looked good in the spring game, but did they blitz? Bonzo, you look great sitting back in there just tearing the defense. Anybody can throw the ball doing that, buddy. Anybody can do it. No pressure on getting hit. Come on, man. I'm not sold on the guy yet. I did see some things that look good when it comes to Jared Stidman, Jeremy Stidman. I'm sorry. What is his name? Is it Jared or Jeremy? I'm pretty off on that. But anyway, I think if he doesn't pan out, and this is what we need to start thinking about, if you're an Auburn fan, who's coming up next after him if he doesn't play? Are you going to play the new Malik Willis guy? Or is Sean White going to come in with his broke arm? I mean, who's coming? Yeah, where the hell is going?
I'll say this, man. Like I said the last show, the show before that, Gus Malzahn and the Auburn program to me are officially, I don't want to hear no hype. They're officially a no hype team. I don't want to hear anything about no hype. I don't want to hear anything about what's going on. Gus Malzahn has to prove it on the field. Nothing else to be said about that. He needs to prove it on the field.
Another thing.
He needs to beat somebody
besides. He's given complete control of the offense to his new offense coordinator, I've heard. Complete control.
I've heard that as well. But until I see him put the keys in the ignition and make that thing drive, I'm on his ass.
You saw that doing A-Day game because they didn't run the offense that they normally run, that triple option, pass, run, play.
No, they didn't. You're absolutely right. They did. They did not. They did not. The offense looked totally revamped. It looked totally different. However, Gus. I saw Gus do things that are just unexplainable. Like playing 13 quarterbacks in the Clemson game last year for two grown men who have been coaching college football for years to look at each other in the eyes and say, "Hey, this is a good idea." Against the number one, number two team in the country, I'm sorry. You, from that point on, you got to show me. You have to show me.
I hate to tell you but it was working against Clemson. They just simply lost that game. They had them beat.
No, it was not working against Clemson. That did not work. If you go back and look at that game, that the quarterback shuffle did not work. Billy Bad, I can't believe you just said that, man. I cannot believe you just said that shit worked.
I want to say this. Come on. That kid, G brought up a valid point. He's been out for a whole year. And plus the system that he come from, just sitting back throwing the ball all pretty, he's going to get hit in the SEC. And that's going to tell the tale of whether he gets back up or stay there and stare down with the pressure coming up the middle on him, and he's staying there and make those pretty passes.
I agree. He can sling it. And I'll say this.
And another thing that's going to keep him upright is if the bus stay up there all year.
That's right.
Yeah, because that freshman running back we were getting from Gadsden is headed to JUCO. The four-star running back.
Yeah, but they got Devin Barrett out of South Florida. He is coming in, and he is legit. But I think they kind of knew Eric wasn't going to qualify. That was out. That's been out for a while, and they just made it official last week. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this. This is what I feel about Auburn this year. And when Auburn plays Clemson, and I hate to go ahead and jump to that game, but it's a big deal. It's going to be a big deal, big game in college football. I think it's going to be one of the most top 10 games that really decide where the season is going to go. That game, Auburn versus Clemson. Auburn's quarterback, which would be Jerry Stidham, by what everyone's saying right now, Shaun White doesn't stand a chance, allegedly. He has never seen a defensive line like he's going to see against Clemson. Never. He has never played against that caliber of a defensive line. Never. He hasn't seen it in high school. He never saw it in the Big 12. He never saw that. Clemson has one of the top three defensive lines in the country, and he's never saw that. One of the good things for Auburn that game is Clemson's quarterback. He's never seen a defensive – well, their quarterback will be new, you know, haven't taken many snaps in college football, so he won't be seen a line like Auburn's, a defensive line like Auburn's. So that game right there is going to – we'll see a quarterback born, and we'll see a quarterback die on the same day. That game will be a big deal, man.
I hear you. I wanted to bring this up. We were looking at schedules earlier. The two teams that we said would suck, or as Bonzo said, be the whole of the SEC, they're playing each other the first game of the year. South Carolina and Tennessee will play each other October 14th.
Oh, I'm talking about Ole Miss. You say South Carolina and Tennessee, they play each other every
year. They're playing each other. Yes.
Now, you remember last year that South Carolina was pretty – South Carolina was a pile of trash last year, and Tennessee actually allowed them to build their confidence. It was South – Will Muschamp, after losing to everybody in the world, went into Tennessee and kicked them in the teeth. He kicked him in the teeth, man. Oh, man. And you're right. I'll say this right now. If Muschamp is having another bad – well, you say they play each other first?
So it's not first. October 14th. Not first. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Correction.
All right, so if Muschamp uses Tennessee again as a stepping stone, like if South Carolina's having a bad season and they beat Tennessee again, Butch Jones may get fired. They may pull a left miles on Butch Jones. They may chase him out the stadium with sticks and torches. Oh, man.
I don't think anybody would care. I mean.
And he's another one, man. He got some issues. Like, he got some, like, what coach is most likely to get fired within the season this year?
Butch Jones.
Who do you think, Billy?
I'm going with Butch Jones. Then I'm going to go with Sumlin.
Yep, Sumlin's next.
Yes. And Hugh Freeze. Ole Miss don't have the balls to fire Hugh Freeze. So they're going to just let him get over his suspension. And then they're all going to get together at this, like, FCA banquet and make everything okay.
Well, here's the thing about Hugh Freeze. It's not too many coaches better than Hugh Freeze in the SEC. So why would you get – and you're Ole Miss. At the end of the day, you are Ole Miss. It is hard to get a child or a kid to say, hey, I want to go to Oxford, Mississippi and spend 4 years. No? Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's a hard task. But Hugh Freeze is exciting these kids. I don't care if he's padding their pockets or not.
See,
but hey,
wait a minute.
I said it.
Kids. This is about the money.
What?
He getting these cats paid, man.
Hey, what's wrong with it? Tell me that. What's wrong with it? We talk about that all the time. What's wrong with it?
Hey, you know how I feel. You know how I feel about this, them pesos, man.
Get paid, man. Do you realize that Hugh Freeze had that team number one in the nation at some point while he's been the coach?
Yep.
We talk about Ole Miss. Come on, man.
Hey, wait. Now, don't forget Dan Mullen did the same thing at Mississippi State. Don't forget about that.
Mississippi State was number one in the country.
One week later, they beat Ole Miss. They became number one, and then Mississippi State went to Alabama and lost 59-0.
But my point is true. Hey, AG, you heard how Billy was just laughing?
Yeah.
That's how Nick Saban was laughing when they beat Mississippi State that year. Like, I remember, like, hey, look, they did a press conference after that game. They asked Nick Saban something. He couldn't even hold it, man. He was kind of bust out laughing, man. It was, you know how he normally keeps a serious face? That was kind of funny. He gave one of those big horse laughs.
Why are you stupid?
Hey, man, he did it, man. He did it. But, man, Mississippi State, I think Dan Mullen is Mississippi State's Steve Spurrier. I don't understand why LSU went all around the world to find a coach when they could have really plugged Mullen from Mississippi State. If they try hard enough, man. Me personally, I think Mullen is a great coach. He's done nothing but produce good quarterback. I tell you what,
if he messed around and lose that first game in Mobile against South Alabama again, it's gonna be trouble.
Hey, Billy, you're right. Now, if he lose against South Alabama again, that's just gonna be unacceptable. If he looks good, but man, as we all know, it's just not easy to recruit at Mississippi State or Ole Miss. But you got to get a man. You got to get him props for making lemonade with his lemons, man. That Mississippi State, they released. And think about it. Before he got there, they had the one good year under Sylvester Croom, and I really don't remember it. Anything else significant?
Nope.
Okay, so, you know, I feel like he's taking them to the mountaintop, just like Spurrier took South Carolina to the mountaintop. As high as they ever go.
I'm going to I'm gonna tell y'all something. And see, that's why everybody else outside of the SEC get the SEC West such a hard time, because all of those teams that you just mentioned, they are 5-0 going into their play. Going into the West play, Mississippi State is 5-0. Ole Miss is either 5-0 or 4-1. Texas A&M is 5-0. Auburn is normally 5-0. Alabama is either 4-1 or 5-0. And then they start playing each other, and they just the wheels fall off. Hell, Arkansas liable to go end up 5-6. You know, it's just ridiculous. But that's why,
man,
people on the outside,
you know,
get an SEC West that label.
Billy, it's funny that you're talking about that, because there are big things going on right now, going around. You know, everybody's in Destin. They'll be in Destin next week. They're Destin this week. But one of the things going is, like, a lot of people at Auburn, a lot of Auburn alumni, Auburn bigwigs, are pushing for Auburn to be moved to the SEC East. Me personally,
I
think it's I don't know, man. I think it's some punk ass stuff, man. I think it's, I saw Pat Dye, you know, Pat Dye and with the, you know, hey, look, man, you know, I mean, this is what it is, man. Does it make sense for Auburn to be in the East geographically? Yes, it does. It does. However,
tell me this. Well, if it's geographic. If it's, you know, how can Missouri be in the East?
Exactly. That's what I said. Geographically, it makes sense for Auburn to be in the East and Missouri to be in the West. It makes sense. However, traditionally, it doesn't make any sense at all. It just sounds like Pat Dye saying, I want Auburn to have an easier path every year. That's it. I said it. That's what it sounds like. Gus Malzahn agreed. You know, he said it doesn't make sense for Auburn to be in the West, but I don't know. You think it's a cop out? You think it's some running?
Well, they would be the only team that's in a state that's split.
True.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
Well,
I mean,
let's look at the Iron Bowl.
You got Tennessee, and you got Vanderbilt. They both in the East. That's a state, you know.
So if Alabama and Auburn both have great years, they play each other at the end of the year. Then they meet again the next week.
Yeah,
two Iron Bowls in 1 year is too much for this country to handle. I'm not sure.
And then the SEC championship game is a 6-3 game, and then they meet again because both of them was 1-2, and they meet again in the damn championship game.
But you know what? That's the type that would happen, and it would. You know what? Now I vote for Auburn to get moved to the East just so that could possibly happen one day. I would love to see that happen. That would make for great radio, Bill. That would make for great radio, man. Man, I got to get on your boy, Billy. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, man, but Georgia Bulldogs, man. We'll have Mr. Simmons on the show later on this week. He's going to come join the show. He's a dad of one of the Georgia Dogs. He's also his younger son was just sent an offer by Georgia. So, you know, we're going to talk to him a little bit, man, and see what's going on. I've already asked him, you know, to come on the show and act like LeVar Ball, but he said he's not going to do that because that's not who he is. But, no, he's good people. But speaking of the Georgia Dogs, man,
Big
Ball has been losing some recruits. Kirby Smart has lost, I think Georgia only has maybe two recruits, two commits for 2018 right now. And
they spent all their money on the last recruiting class.
Hey, man, you know, that's what the recruits are saying, though. You know, last year he recruited heavy on early playing time. That's what he was letting people know. Now, last year, man, Georgia had a great recruiting class last year, a great one. You know, now some kids are looking at it like, oh, I don't know if I want to come stand behind this cat. You know, I don't know. So that's kind of affecting
that's kind of affecting, you know, the recruiting class for this year. And to me, that's what makes Alabama great to me, man. That's what makes Nick Saban, like, amazing, an amazing recruiter to me, that these kids know that they're going to come in and they may not see the field for 2-3 years. They may not, but they also know that if they're the best player, that Nick Saban is going to put them on the field. So it's just amazing to get recruits on top of recruits. Go ahead.
Kirby Smart should know that talk in the kids' living room, because he's one of the number one recruiters at Alabama. So he had to tell them, you know, hey, come here, wait your turn. It's a buy-in. I mean, so he has to know it. He has to know that speech.
I agree, Billy. I agree with one thing, but one thing I disagree with that is Kirby Smart was a great recruiter, but Nick Saban was the closer. Nick Saban is the closer. Nick Saban is the person who goes into the den and say, son, you're going to join my team. You know, he closes. Kirby sets him up. He set him up for years. Nick Saban knocked him down. You know, now Kirby has the closing. You know, the ball is in his court. You know, will he be able to stop Kyle Talent like Georgia should be able to? Georgia should be able to stop Kyle Talent. I mean, Georgia is balls come out of Georgia.
Kirby Smart should not lose any recruits out of the state of Georgia. And he should be pushing real hard in Florida, real hard.
I agree. And you know what? He has the clothes. You know, now it's time. You know, last year was fun. You know, Kirby Smart, new coach, flash in the pan. Woohoo, everybody look over here. Now Kirby Smart finna have to earn that money. He about to have to get that money, man. Like last year, his best win was against Auburn last year. Which
he better get some 10 games this year.
Yep. He should go hug Gus Malzahn's neck during their little media days and give him a high five for allowing him to win that game. For letting him win that game. Because
that's the game Auburn didn't have a quarterback. Right.
That's right. That's right. I'm not sure. No, you know, it was bad. It was terrible, man. That was like one of the worst. That was some terrible coaching, man. I don't even want to. Whew. That was rough. That was a rough game to watch. But if not for beating Auburn last year, I mean, Georgia, Kirby Smart's not. He's not looking that good. He's not looking that good. So this year coming up, man, I think it'll be a big year for Kirby Smart. It'll be a big year for him. He has to close on the recruits, especially Billy said, the in-state recruits. If he doesn't close on those in-state recruits this year, if he doesn't keep that fence around the state of Georgia, I'm not sure if he'll get the same amount of time that Mark Rick got to win the championship. I don't think they wait another 10 years.
I don't know. He's a Georgia boy, too, so he got a lot of backing where Mark Rick didn't have.
Right. I'm trying to put it together now so I can
But he better get those 10 games, I know that.
I don't think he will.
They taking a step backwards anyway, because that's all Mark Rick did was give you them 10 games a year. I mean, hell, what else do you need in a bowl appearance?
Well, man, you know, Georgia's been pretty pissed off since 2010 when Auburn won that championship. And not only did Auburn win one in 2010, you know, they made the appearance in 2013. And just being honest, you know, you got to look at Auburn's program right now and say Auburn may be one of the most inconsistent programs in college football. You know, either they can just be everywhere. They can be absolutely everywhere. They can be absolutely horrible, and then they can be absolutely great with the same exact player. Example, 2013.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, you know, with Auburn being so inconsistent, and I think with Auburn, you know, making those two appearances in the national championship game, you know, Auburn and Georgia, that's a pretty big rivalry. I think that may have been the tip
that may have been a, you know, the last needle on the haystack, man. And now they won a championship. So I don't think they hired Kirby so he can win the year.
Dude, Georgia, they have a very weak schedule this year. They're playing a Notre Dame team this year that is probably one of the worst Notre Dame teams that's been in existence for a while. They play in Appalachian State, which is always who knows what they'll do during that game. But other than that, I mean, Florida has been perennial. Who knows what they're going to do during the game. So, I mean, they're not – they definitely could win 10 games this year very easily this year without even being that great. And that's the scary part, without even being great. If Auburn beats their tail like they should based off the way they look on paper, according to Bonzo, that should pretty much tell the how they really look versus who they playing. Because, again, based off who they're playing this year, it's not going to really be a test for the Georgia Bulldogs.
You know what? I'm looking at their schedule right now. Appalachian State, I see a win. Notre Dame, Georgia loses that game. Georgia loses that game. Not only does Georgia lose that game, but that game pisses off the world because that's an SEC school playing at Notre Dame. So there'll be a lot of eyes on that game. Samford, I see a win. Mississippi State, I don't know.
That's I don't know
at
game.
At Tennessee, I can see them dropping that game. At Vandy, that's a revenge game. So, you know, Vandy beat Georgia last year. So, at Vandy, that's a revenge game. I look forward to coming to that game.
Vandy's been consistently getting better every year. I think their running back's coming back this year, if I'm correct. They did lose Zach Cunningham, the middle linebacker, who's now with the Houston Texans. So he was a major part of that defense. So that might be it for them. But, again, I like the coach at Vanderbilt. I do like the coach. I'm not saying that they're going to beat Georgia, but they're going to give them a good game. And watch out for Vandy this year, guys. Watch out for Vandy. That might be the sleeper. Is that really a sleeper team?
Man,
is it a sleeper
Vandy
team? Really?
Was almost my hope. I almost picked Vandy to be the host. I do like
Vandy. Vandy was
I almost picked
him
to be the host. Huh?
But the Vandy was in every
really
game they played.
And they
I
do.
Mean,
now they
really,
do.
They really could have beat. They really could have beat Auburn.
Yeah.
Could have beat Auburn.
They should have.
I think they
Georgia?
Did beat Florida, if I'm not.
And they beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
They did beat
they
Tennessee.
But
then they go and lose somebody like Kentucky.
Yep. And speaking of Kentucky, man, look, I'm just going to go ahead and say it before everybody get all fired up and turned up by Kentucky. Man, Kentucky is Kentucky. Kentucky is still going to be Kentucky. Kentucky, they have some recruits in. You know what? Kentucky lost Derek Ansley. Derek Ansley, who's Alabama's secondary coach, recruited some great players at Kentucky while he was there. I mean, some really good players. They have I think his name is Chris Jackson, maybe, but he's like a 6'3 cornerback. He's an amazing athlete. However, it's still Kentucky, man. It's Kentucky. They don't have the depth. They can't compete. And not only that, I think Kentucky, like, pulled some terrible straws this year when it comes to the SEC West. Like, I mean, I think they pulled – let's see who they're playing in the SEC West this year. They have –
I heard they ask a question. They ask the coach every game, "Coach, what's my motivation? What's my motivation for this game?" You don't have to ask that at Auburn, Alabama, or some of your biggest schools.
This is their motivation. This is Kentucky's football team motivation. And I hope a Kentucky fan call in, because I'm going to let you have it now. I'm just going to let you have it. I got to be real with you. Kentucky's motivation is, their football team's motivation is score enough touchdowns, enough points, look reputable enough so they can get the girls that the basketball players didn't want.
Right.
And they give out free Kentucky whiskey, some kind of whiskey at the game. They got to be drunk to be at that game. That's terrible.
Look,
terrible football. I mean, they've been playing better, but, I mean, I would rather go see UAB play than Kentucky. I don't know if that's a shot at UAB. I don't know.
Came from like 35 points behind last year and beat Kentucky. I don't know if y'all remember that, but that was like the first game of the season. It was terrible. It was horrible.
They had some terrible games last year. They also won a couple. But they looked horrible.
Last year Kentucky beat Louisville.
You know what? It's a thing to watch the coaches show.
That was the biggest win. They beat Louisville last year. Biggest win in the program history. So, I don't know, man. And you know what? Like I said, let's get to that, man. Let's go get to that because let's go get that out the way. Lamar Jackson. Now, we fought about Lamar Jackson all the damn whole season last year. Does Lamar Jackson win the Heisman again?
Hell no.
2 years ago.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
I mean, that wasn't even on my mind, really. I mean,
no.
I think that's playing in your head, but no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like I said, there'll be somebody new come up. It always is. Somebody new will come to the front.
I want you all to play some of these games, some of our shows back. I told you guys in the middle of the season, they're going to start coaching to stop this guy. Somebody's going to figure out a good game plan on how to stop him. And he got consistently, I shouldn't say worse, but when it counted, they lost when they needed to lose, so they were not in the national championship picture because people knew how to coach to beat Louisville.
He had the worst offensive line in college football. He had the worst
because it's Louisville. It's Louisville. He's going to have it again this year.
Not in college football, Bonzo. Come on.
The man won the Heisman. Listen, you got to think about this. I think this is a point that people don't stress when
so
it comes to Mark Jackson.
If you're telling me that he had the worst offensive line in college football, and if you go back to that game where Florida State played him, they running back had over damn near 200-some yards. He had 100-some yards rushing. So you saying that Florida State defensive line is the sorriest in college football?
Right? They're worse than the Navy.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that he was sacked more times than any other quarterback in college football, and he still won the Heisman.
And he also is outside the pocket more than any. Come on,
Billy,
Bonzo.
That's not maybe. Billy, that's not a maybe. That's a fact. He was sacked more than any other quarterback.
He didn't hear what I said, dude. He's outside of the pocket, Bonzo, more than any quarterback, in, as you put it, in college football.
Because he's
as
winning
say.
For his life. He's winning for his life.
It's because that's how they win, is him being that guy that can make it happen, make
the
offense happen
he's
with his feet.
The only
his arm. He has to be outside of that.
Outside of the pocket.
He's
RPO.
He's not going to kill you in the pocket. He's not going to kill you in the pocket. He can throw
the
ball. But he is not – Lamar Jackson is not the quarterback who's just going to sit back, drop back, and kill you in the pocket. The reason why he's so deadly when he throws the ball is because he may run it at any time. That's the thing about Lamar Jackson. So, if he's running for his life, I mean, he's going to get sacked a lot.
He doesn't even have an option to sit in the pocket. It's not
I don't
obvious.
Think that's it. I don't think
it's
that's
not
it.
Hard,
I don't think that's
it. Kind of hard to block for a guy like that, too. I mean, they had the same
thing. Thank you, Billy.
They had the same thing about Michael Vick. It was so hard to control blocks because he moved around so much.
He moved to, exactly. That's football. You can't block for a cat or you don't know where he is. I mean, he's doing his own plays every time he gets hiked the ball. So how do you know how to – it's just like flag football, Bonzo. Let's go that route. If you're blocking for somebody, you don't know where they're going to go. It's hard to block for that guy, right? You don't know which side he's going to.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, let's put it to bed.
Lamar Jackson,
and
we'll be in the conversation for Heisman again this year.
He's going to be in the conversation because he won it last year. That's why he will be in the conversation.
He will not win it.
In conversation
because he will put up unreal numbers again, just like he did last year.
I think he'll be good. I don't think he'll put up unreal numbers. I think he'll be good.
Okay. You might want to look at
that
schedule.
It doesn't matter what he do. It doesn't matter.
I don't care about the schedule. They had a crappy schedule last year. And I told you who they were going to lose to.
They had a crappy schedule. They played the same people the national champions played, man.
Again, they're in the ACC, buddy. If you're in the ACC, you got a crappy schedule, period.
All right. Now, I'm going to read off their games to you, G. So you can say, okay, he'll be leading for the Heisman. First game, Sharp.
Out.
Second game.
Bonzo.
You know what? Go ahead.
They're going to have him. He's going to be there. He's going to be at the. He's going to be there. So was Johnny Football,
uh-huh.
But there's no way they're going to give it to him again. I promise you.
Why not?
He's going to be there so people like you can get on the talk show and talk.
Why not? Why wouldn't he win it? Why wouldn't he win it?
Hey, look, Johnny Football, second year. Is when he should have won the Heisman. And they didn't even give it to him.
Okay, so you're just saying they're not going to give it to him just because then? Just because they don't want to?
Exactly.
That's good. No. So they're not going to give it to him just because they don't want to? Nope. I ain't going to give it to
him.
I
don't think he'll have the year he had last year. I'll say that. And you can read off who they play.
Like Arthur Griffin to get the Heisman Trophy. No.
I don't care who they play. At the end of the year, they are Louisville. They are Louisville at the end of the year. They're not
they
Alabama. They're not getting the same type of athlete. And that's why they lost to Kentucky, Bonzo.
He won the Heisman.
Oh, okay.
He won the Heisman. Guys, we got 2 minutes. And first of all, you know, we want everybody to mark this down, you know, for the SEC the whole of the year, I've already gave it to Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is going to get ran through by everybody.
You tripping.
Both of y'all picked South Carolina to be the whole, right, SEC hope.
No, I switched mine to Missouri.
I switched mine back to Tennessee.
How we let South Carolina? How South Carolina get out of the whole conversation? How we let South Carolina out of the whole conversation?
I remember what Billy said. You know, Billy got a voice that stick in your head. You know how to do it, Bob. You know that
like,
voice.
He do sound like Mufasa, don't he?
Simba, you have delivered the little baby. Nick, Bonzo. Hey, Bonzo.
Hey, the man said on national radio that Tennessee has lost up to 19 players. That's a lot of players, man.
And on top of that,
this is the most important part. Because they didn't lose 19 players last year. Let me bring in the most important part in the equation. The guy can't coach.
Well, we got 30 seconds, guys. And I'm gonna end on that. Like I said, I'm going to be on them all year. Ole Miss going to have to get out. Ole Miss.
Oh, man.
You'll be stuck on something every year.
Every year you stuck on something. Here we go with the Ole Miss. I can't wait to see how this year turn out, man. I can't wait. How many days we got,
right,
Billy?
That's our time. Okay, that's our time, guys. We'll hear y'all on Wednesday. See y'all.
See you Wednesday, brothers.
Yep.